The Interpretation of Dreams by Professor Sigmund Freud, LLD. Chapter 5. The Material and Sources of Dreams. After coming to realize from the analysis of the dream of Irma's injection that the dream is the fulfillment of a wish, our interest was next directed to ascertaining whether we had thus discovered a universal characteristic of the dream. And for the time being, we put aside every other question which may have been aroused in the course of that interpretation. Now that we have reached the goal upon one of these paths, we may turn back and select a new starting point for our excursions among the problems of the dream, even though we may lose sight for a time of the theme of wish fulfillment, which has been as yet by no means exhaustively treated. Now that we are able, by applying our process of interpretation, to discover a latent dream content which far surpasses the manifest dream content in point of significance, we are impelled to take up the individual dream problems afresh, in order to see whether the riddles and contradictions which seemed, when we had only the manifest content, beyond our reach, may not be solved for us satisfactorily. The statements of the authors concerning the relation of the dream to waking life, as well as concerning the source of the dream material, have been given at length in the introductory chapter. We may recall that there are three peculiarities of recollection in the dreams, which have been often remarked, but never explained. 1. That the dream distinctly prefers impressions of the few days preceding. Robert, Strumpel, Hildebrandt, also Weed Hallam. 2. That it makes its selection according to principles other than those of our waking memory, in that it recalls not what is essential and important, but what is subordinate and disregarded. Cf. page 13. Cut that. Subordinate and disregarded. 3. That it has at its disposal the earliest impressions of our childhood, and brings to light details from this period of life which again seem trivial to us, and which in waking life were considered long ago forgotten. These peculiarities in the selection of the dream material have of course been observed by the authors in connection with the manifest dream content. A. Recent and indifferent impressions in the dream. If I now consult my own experience concerning the source of the elements which appear in the dream, I must at once express the opinion that some reference to the experiences of the day which has most recently passed is to be found in every dream. Whatever dream I take up, whether my own or another's, this experience is always reaffirmed. Knowing this fact, I can usually begin the work of interpretation by trying to learn the experience of the previous day which has stimulated the dream. For many cases, indeed, this is the quickest way. In the case of the two dreams which I have subjected to close analysis in the preceding chapter, of Irma's injection and of my uncle with the yellow beard, the reference to the previous day is so obvious that it needs no further elucidation. But in order to show that this reference may be regularly demonstrated, I shall examine a portion of my own dream chronicle. I shall report the dreams only so far as is necessary for the discovery of the dream stimulus in question. 1. I make a visit at a house where I am admitted only with difficulty, etc., and meanwhile I keep a woman waiting for me. Source: a conversation in the evening with a female relative to the effect that she would have to wait for some aid which she demanded until, etc. 2. I have written a monograph about a certain obscure species of plant. Source: I have seen in the show window of a bookstore a monograph upon the genus Cyclamen. 3. I see two women on the street, mother and daughter, the latter of whom is my patient. Source: a female patient who is under treatment has told me what difficulties her mother puts in the way of her continuing the treatment. 4. At the bookstore of S. and R., I subscribe to a periodical which costs 20 florins annually. Source: during the day my wife has reminded me that I still owe her 20 florins of her weekly allowance. 5. I receive a communication in which I am treated as a member from the Social Democratic Committee. Source: I have received communications simultaneously from the Liberal Committee on Elections and from the President of the Humanitarian Society, of which I am really a member. 6. A man on a steep rock in the middle of the ocean, after the manner of Becklin. Source: Dreyfus on Devil's Island. At the same time news from my relatives in England, etc. The question might be raised whether the dream is invariably connected with the events of the previous day, or whether the reference may be extended to impressions from a longer space of time in the immediate past. Probably this matter cannot claim primary importance, but I should like to decide in favour of the exclusive priority of the day before the dream, the dream day. As often as I thought I had found a case where an impression of 2 or 3 days before had been the source of the dream, I could convince myself, after careful investigation, that this impression had been remembered the day before, that a demonstrable reproduction had been interpolated between the day of the event and the time of the dream. And furthermore, I was able to point out the recent occasion upon which the recollection of the old impression might have occurred. On the other hand, I was unable to convince myself that a regular interval, H. Sloboda calls the first one of this kind 18 hours, of biological significance occurs between the stimulating impression of the day and its repetition in the dream. I am therefore of the opinion that the stimulus for every dream is to be found among those experiences upon which one has not yet slept for a night. Thus the impressions of the immediate past, with the exception of the day before the night of the dream, stand in no different relation to the dream content from those of times which are as far removed in the past as you please. The dream may select its material from all times of life, provided only that a chain of thought starting from one of the experiences of the day of the dream, one of the recent impressions, reaches back to these earlier ones. But why this preference for recent impressions? We shall reach some conjectures on this point if we subject one of the dreams already mentioned to a more exact analysis. I select the dream about the monograph. Content of the dream. I have written a monograph upon a certain plant. The book lies before me. I am just turning over a folded coloured plate. A dried specimen of the plant is bound with every copy as though from a herbarium. Analysis. In the forenoon, I saw in the show window of a bookstore a book entitled The Genus Cyclamen, apparently a monograph on this plant. The cyclamen is the favourite flower of my wife. I reproach myself for so seldom thinking to bring her flowers as she wishes. In connection with the theme, bringing flowers, I am reminded of a story which I recently told in a circle of friends to prove my assertion that forgetting is very